Good morning. We're going to enter now into our time of confession, where we're going to say together our corporate prayer of confession. So Riley, you can put that up on the wall. Let's see what we have today. And I'll read our prayer of confession here and familiarize ourselves with it. Most holy God, we confess that our thoughts, our affections, our words, and our actions fall short of your holiness. Great God of infinite power, we confess our utter weakness in ourselves to do what is pleasing to you. Forgive us, O God, all lapses in love for you supremely, and for failing to love our neighbors as ourselves. Failing to love our neighbors as ourselves. So let's look at that today. And you know, you might ask, why do I have a hard time loving my neighbor as myself? What is it? Is it selfishness? Is it a self-focus? Is it a desire to just please myself, what I want? We know that this flows from the original sin and brokenness within each of us, and a desire that's embedded in our flesh to take care of ourselves first, right? And not think so much about others. But we know that being redeemed children of the King, we are called to not live for ourselves. In fact, we are very intentionally and very specifically called in the Word of God to deny ourselves, to be, in fact, watchful over our lives, that we don't live for ourselves, so that we can glorify God, obey His commandments, and love our neighbor freely. And just consider how saturated the gospel is with this message, to put off ourselves, to set ourselves aside, to deny ourselves. And this is really the transformed, born-again, new life that Christ brings, that's to be soaked and saturated and dripping with a life of living for God and living for one another. Because if we're not focused on ourselves and our minds are set upon things above, then we can go love others. We can love our neighbor. Because Christ is, what he's done in the gospel is broken us free from the chains of self-living, right? We are at liberty now, not to serve the flesh, but through love to serve one another, as Galatians 5 says. Just consider some of the words of Christ, our captain, in this regard. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. He said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So without knowing that we are not our own, that we were bought with a price, without living that out, it's going to be very difficult to love one another. Without daily walking in the truth that God has loved us by saving us and continues to love us, without that mindset, without that heart focus, it's going to be difficult to love our neighbor as ourselves. So we have to set our minds heavenward on things above. We have to remember the living hope that's in Jesus Christ, that's reserved and kept for us in heaven. That's how we can put away selfish living and go and love our neighbor. And I want to bring a specific conviction this morning that we need to consider, and particularly in regards to the gospel. Because sometimes these questions come up. Well, what is the gospel? What is that? What do I do with the gospel? And the answer is, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? We've been redeemed. We've been saved. Our sins have been cast fully upon Christ. And incredibly, his righteousness has been placed upon us. We're no longer condemned, but we're in fellowship now with the living God. Christ has come then as the perfect one that fulfilled the law, the just and the justifier. Our chains have been broken. We've been set free to go and love God and love one another. But here's the key. We can't just hear the gospel. We can't even just love the gospel or cling to the gospel or talk about the gospel all the time and just stop there. We also must live out the gospel and be changed by it. The gospel transforms our lives. It conforms us. It sanctifies us to be more like Christ. You cannot love the gospel and not love its transforming power. You can't love the gospel and just stop there. Because the gospel is efficacious. It changes lives. It raises the dead. It makes the thief steal no more. The gospel is what makes the selfish man go and love his neighbor. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is very active. It's not just a concept or a theoretical idea. It's life-changing. So brothers and sisters, let's apply this gospel outworking in our confession today. The gospel changes all of us to be selfless. We must be selfless. We just must. We cannot go and serve ourselves. We must be the man of God. We must be the woman of God that follows Christ our captain, right? We must go find something. We must be like somebody seeking diligently, find something to go lay your life down for. Don't self-preserve, don't self-focus, don't entertain yourself. Actually go do without something for yourself for the cause and sake of Christ. Go find ways to love your neighbor. Go find ways to give. Wear yourself out for the cause of Jesus Christ. And don't get prideful, because that will be our temptation. When you've gone and served, but just go back to your Lord and ask him, "What now, Lord? What next can I do?" Because, young men, God needs you. God needs you to be strong, young men. God needs you to be courageous, to humbly look to Christ and follow in his train. The kingdom of God needs you. Take up the mantle of faith. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and lead with humble confidence in God. And God needs young women. Young women to be strong in faith, to be grounded, to cast off fear, to be confident in your Lord and trust in his sovereign hand in all things in your life. Christ has won the victory. He's like on a battlefield. He's taken territory, and we can now freely move into that territory and take dominion for his goodness. That's why we're not on the defensive. Christ has won the victory. We step into that territory he's won and live for his glory. So as his children, he wants us to not just go serve our neighbor. We joyfully worship him as we love our neighbor. So with that in mind, as we enter into our prayer of confession, let's confess. I know I am selfish at times, way more than I probably even know. Let us confess this to God. Let us confess our failing to love others. And may we double down on living out by faith the righteousness Christ has placed upon us, knowing that his power, and his power through the resurrection, that has been placed upon us. We can lay down our lives. We can worship him. We can praise him. We are called living stones in Christ so that we can build up his kingdom and bring him glory. So let us confess humbly before our God how we can love our neighbor. Amen. Well, if you're willing and able, please kneel with me, and we will say together our corporate prayer of confession here in your bulletin and on the wall. Most holy God, we confess that our thoughts, our affections, our words, and our actions all fall short of your holiness. Great God of infinite power, we confess our utter weakness in ourselves to do what is pleasing to you. Forgive us, O God, all lapses in love for your supremely and for failing to love our neighbor as ourselves. According to your righteousness offered us in Christ, and the power made ours through his resurrection cleanse us, strengthen us, renew us, enable us to worship you and to walk with you in the days and weeks to come, until we join those who praise you perfectly in heaven, in Jesus' matchless name. Amen.